Hi, I'm Josh.
And I'm Lindsay.
And this is the Hideaway Podcast, episode 16.
Sis. Sweet 16.
Lindsay, tell the lovely folks at home with the earbuds in their ears or in the car what we just did.
We did a photo shoot.
For?
Slumber.
So Slumber's our new show that's opening at the House of Yes in Brooklyn this October. And we just did a photo shoot. We're doing photo shoots all week, but we just had Anya Sapoznikova and Melissa Aguirre over, who are two amazing, amazing aerialists who both have solo acts in the show and a duo act.
I'm going to make you pay me 50 cents every time you use the word amazing. So now I'm up to a dollar.
All right. Well, oh no. It's going to be like...
I'm going to be a millionaire.
We need to kickstart something. But in any case, we're getting the shots we're going to have for our marketing materials and for our poster. Maybe today or tomorrow we'll put up some behind the scenes. That's the word.
BTS. Behind the scenes.
Some behind the scenes photos of our shoot.
Yeah, Melissa and Anya are the characters of these like really cool girls who are too cool for school, basically. And Anya and Melissa are friends. And I think Melissa's like the girl that comes along with Anya to the group of friends. That's their backstory.
Oh, a little bit of backstory for everybody. Yeah. The show, if you didn't hear us talk about it on the podcast last week, is about these seven girls who are all best friends. And tonight they're going out to the nightclub. And one of them goes crazy and murders all of the other ones. And the show is cool and sexy and a little bit violent. Awesome circus. Awesome dance.
It's being sick dance.
Choreographed by Keone and Mari Madrid, who are these two insane. I won't use the word amazing.
You were almost going to use I saw it.
Choreographers. Google them. And then we have these three amazing dancers who are going to absolutely
kill
it.
They're coming in on Wednesday to their photo shoot.
But let's talk about who's coming in tomorrow for the photo shoot.
Well, we're photographing Olga Karmansky, who is a handstand contortionist, and Lori Hagen, who is a world-renowned burlesque performer.
I'm really excited for you guys to see everybody, but in particular, Lori. She's the only character in the show who talks because she's such an amazing stand-up comedian. Man, amazing.
150.
In any case, I think it's going to be really surprising, really funny.
Well, so Lori, I had never seen a burlesque act before, and I saw Lori perform at the Slipper Room in Manhattan, and she does this backwards striptease, which when we have her on as a guest, she can explain how she created the act. But it was so mind-blowing to me. I didn't understand that burlesque could be something like that, and watching Lori do it is just like so beautiful and impressive and sexy and so feminine and strong. So I think what she'll bring to Slumber is such a cool
energy.
Yeah, I'm excited about the whole cast. I mean, I can't stop talking about them.
So if you guys think this is the kind of show you want to see, want to support us, visit our website hideawaycircus.com to get tickets. The show runs October 6th through November 6th in Brooklyn.
Josh also has a weird way of saying the number 6th. He says it the British way. Sixth.
So taking a 180 turn, particularly with the kind of show we're talking about, we went and saw Smirkus this weekend.
Smirkus.
We've had Rob Merman on before, as well as Salam and a few other people who have been involved with Circus Smirkus, which is a youth circus organization that has a big top tour that travels all around New England and New York in a tent, a big top tent. There's about 25 kids in the show,
maybe
ages more. 11 to 18. And I thought this year's show was outstanding.
It was really great. My parents went for the first time since they took me in like 1996 and were so blown away by the talent and the skill level. My dad was like, I feel like I'm watching a real show, you know, and like, it really does. It feels like not a youth circus show. It feels like a real professional show. I guess that's what Rob set out to do. So he accomplished that.
I just wanted to give a shout out to a few of the performers who we thought were really outstanding and we were blown away by.
I mean, everyone was really wonderful. But there are a few people that just really stood out.
I think every year you have a few stars and highlights, particularly as they get older and start to age out.
And the stage presence is more in their bodies.
But I thought, as far as the guys in the show, this year's show is incredibly strong for the girls in the cast, but let's start with the guys.
Yeah.
I thought Cameron Zweer, who was a clown and aerial bass, was fantastic, as well as Sam Landa, who did a single point trapeze act, whose technique was as though he was halfway through E&C or something.
Seb. Ken.
Brett Pfister.
And Brett Pfister.
Just beautiful long legs and very flexible, very strong. Mm-hmm. Really, really impressive technique. As far as the ladies go, there was a juggler named Delaney Bayless. I hope I'm pronouncing her last name right. Who's 18 and was mind-blowing. She's doing, you know, back crosses with five balls, which is a really hard juggling trick.
She nailed it.
She didn't drop once.
So solid.
Such an amazing, fantastic, fantastic juggler, coached by Richard Kennison. She's based out of St. Louis. This girl, I think, is going to go on to some pretty extraordinary things.
Go find Richard Kennison jugglers and...
Oh, yeah. Richard Kennison's a juggling coach, probably one of the premier ones in the States. So if you're a parent of a future juggler, or you are a future juggler, go find Richard.
You could put his link. I don't know if he has like a website or something.
Oh yeah, we'll put a link to him in the description below. I also wanted to give a shout out to Lola Pacayo, who's been on the show for 3 years, but is finally sort of getting more featured roles. She lives in Manhattan, and she did a really fantastic rag doll contortion number.
With another girl. Who's also great.
Who's also fantastic.
Yeah, it's fun because now this is my 3rd year in a row going with you and watching the kids year to year and progress and get better. You really see how Smirkus helps evolve them as a performer and as an artist. And
I'd also say the Zuckerman twins, Anna and Leah, who we've now seen, this is the second year seeing them, have made huge leaps, even from last year as far as skill. They did a really impressive unicycle number.
With a three high.
With a three high at the end of it. So I encourage everybody who's listening, go see Circus Mercus. It runs until the end of August. It's probably coming to a town near you if you live in New England or New York.
But if you don't live in those towns, it won't come near you.
No, if you're on the West Coast, it doesn't go there. But I really couldn't recommend it hard more. So usually we would have a fantastic interview for you guys to listen to.
But our computer hates us.
And corrupted a good hour's worth of an interview with Jimmy Slanina. Here's a little clip of how terrible that sounds.
He was like six things in that as well. But yeah, that was just
pretty awful, right? So rather than making you listen to just how terrible that audio is, we're going to find up Jimmy later this week and have that conversation again.
Which is such a bummer because it was such a good combo.
We'll make it good a second time around too. So our apologies for not having a longer episode, but we'll leave you guys with this cliffhanger. We should still have something for you this week, a good interview to listen to. Thanks so much, and have a great couple of days.
Yeah. Bye. Sorry.